This is the Pete and Sebastian Show with Pete Corielli and Sebastian Maniscalco.
Petey! Biscuit! It's Jimmy from Boston. Petey, I gotta give you some serious dad respect. Shelling out all that dough on Sadie's piano? Shit, my daughter loves tennis, but if the ball cost $5,000, she'd be playing fucking checkers. You know what I'm saying, kid?
Sebastian Show! We're back! 400-something! Of course, Sebastian Maniscalco on the other end, baby! What's going on, dude? How you feeling? How are we doing today, man? How's this gonna be?
Well, considering that I haven't seen clear skies in about 9 days, it's just a sky full of ash. With the amount of fires that are going on here on the West Coast.
That's right.
My question to you, and nobody seems to be able to tell me this, how do they start?
Well, it depends what channel you watch.
Well, yeah,
if you watch CNN, they start from climate change. If you watch Fox, it's Antifa firing them up with matches in strategic locations. So, you know, you choose whatever channel. But I don't know, dude. I just said to Jackie the other day, I feel like God made California to be a place that you don't live. Everybody just goes there to visit and dip a toe, camp, swim. And then people said, this is beautiful, let's stay. And now, it's tough. I mean, it's crazy. Dude, between the virus and the poor air quality, it's like you're living in China.
Yeah, you can't leave the house. It's like you couldn't leave the house before because you were afraid of picking up the virus. Now you go outside and you get rained on with ash. Now, jeez. I'm wondering, you're not telling me that there's an off chance of a possible thunderstorm to wash this stuff out? I mean, I know we're in a Mediterranean climate, 6 months on, 6 months off, but not one day of rain during the fire season?
It's insane. I mean, it's. I wonder how much rain it would take, too. Does it just take a 15-minute sun shower and everything's out? Or does it need to be a downpour?
I don't know, but you would think, you know, like, you ever walk outside and let's say it's not supposed to be snowing. This is mainly in the Midwest or East Coast, right? Not supposed to be snowing in, say, September, right? Like, if you walked out of your house right now and started snowing, there's been times like that where I was in Chicago, and it'd be like a snow on an off day. Like, hey, this is early.
Yeah, yeah.
You're telling me there's no rainy, random days in September in California?
Man. So is it near your home, this particular rage?
No, it's not near where I live, but I guess it was around where I lived, not necessarily in the vicinity. I mean, let's say 20, 25 miles away. But now we just have a cloud. You know, it looks like it's cloudy, but it's ash. I'm sorry, I got this. I just took a shower. I think I got some towel hanging off my nose. I don't know, man. It's like you said, you know, the restaurants, the poor restaurants, they moved their dining outside. And now they got to shut the outside dining because the air quality sucks.
Pick your poison, man. You could dine inside if you want a virus, or you could dine outside if you want to go home with fucking charred lungs. Jeez. Bro, it's a tough go out there, man. I mean, I tell Jackie, with every passing day, Fredonia is starting to look like a utopia.
How's the school? Any reports out of the school? Everything, everybody healthy there? Or?
School is good. We got so lucky because, like I said, they only took first and second grade, right? That they have it 5 days a week. And Sadie's in second. And then on top of that, we got this young principal. The guy actually lives right down the block from me. I mean, he's like a rock star among the kids. This guy, and this guy is like, I can't even tell you what a good principal this guy is. He even made a video showing the parents how it's all going to play out. I mean, just tight. So, having said that, he also said, if you're uncomfortable, we also have the at-home virtual process learning. However, if you go that route, you can't come back into school for at least 5 weeks, right? So by the third day, I'm thinking parents that had kids that could have been in are like, what? Why didn't I do that? Sadie's got two teachers. There's eight kids. The principal comes in, does a bopping for an hour a day. During lunch break, they eat at their desk. They don't want the kids to wander, so they put on Scooby-Doo, which happens to be a favorite show. I mean, she's literally every day going, I can't wait to get back to school. I'm like, not as much as I can't wait for you to get back to fucking school. They even have bus service. Jackie's been taking a bus service, and Sadie's the last stop. And the bus pulled up the first day. Last stop is Sadie. Not a single kid on the bus. Not one. So there are the few that are going and getting driven in, man. But yeah, it's working good. The college here had a massive breakout. That's starting to be contained. But bro, I got to quick tell you about, I don't want to get too in detail, but somebody close to me in college got the Wuhan, right? Yeah. And first of all, someone else I know young got it in my life. I don't want to put them on the spot, right? And the roommate got it. Now, they had to be quarantined at their college. They felt so fine that the roommate demanded a second test. Because he's like, I don't have it. I got nothing. I, you know? So they both got retested. They both have it. Then someone else very close to me in college got it. Called her out of concern. What are you doing right now? Oh, I'm sitting with a few of my girlfriends who got it too. We're all just in Adirondack chairs, hanging out. They put us in the special sorority house till it's over. How do you feel? Honestly, I wouldn't even know. I wouldn't even know except people calling to say, are you okay and stuff. So now I'm talking to Jackie and a few professors around here. And the thing that think is going on, and this isn't a bad thing. College kids, when your roommate has it, you got to get pulled out. You got to go be quarantined 14 days before you can come back to your own dorm. So these college kids are saying nothing is happening to us. Let me just get it, and then I can stay in my dorm and get on with my year. Whoa. You know, now people are outraged that that's going on. I'll be straight up with you. If I was in college, I already would have had this thing fucking twice, guy. What about you? You telling me you want to go to the club on Saturday night? You're like, fuck that. Cough on me on Monday. I'll see you there Saturday, 8:30.
Yeah, you know, listen, I mean, these young kids, apparently there is not that big of an effect on them. But, you know, my luck, I'd go, yeah, let me go get it. And then I get it, and I'm in the hospital. They're like, what happened? Everybody else is okay. What happened to me? They're like, oh, you shouldn't have got this, man. You got a blood type that's really bad for this type of disease.
I'm not saying one in, I don't know, 200 million of them. So it's going to happen here and there. You're going to have, but that's it. Listen, there's going to be some of them that got hit by cars during that time. It's life. But overall, I think it would all be fine. And then on top of that perk. What's the one thing that's frustrating in college when you have to go visit grandma and grandpa when you want to party on a Saturday night? And you're like, it's grandpa's birthday. You're like, oh, what the fuck? Guess what? You don't even got to go to that. I mean, you show me a reason why a kid wouldn't want to get this goddamn thing.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, that's my update on my end with the virus. How about you guys? You know anyone, not giving names, but do you know anyone like you know, in every, not a celebrity, but like anyone like in your life that got it?
No, we took a drastic move here this last past week. I quarantined my mother and I tested her. And we tested and quarantined ourselves. And I had my mom come over the last 2 days. And she's been over before, but social distance. This time it was I said, you know, you could go ahead and hug the kids, but just keep a mask on. And she hugged Serafina and Caruso. And, bro, it was literally like I almost cried.
I love it.
It was beautiful to see.
I got to ask, though. So cool you did all this testing so everyone could be close. Why still the mask?
Nothing is 100%, you know? These tests are not even 100%. I think there's an 80% chance that everything that you know, there's a 20% chance that it might not come back the right answer. So there's always that. Nothing's risk free. So gotta be cautious. So it was good. She had the mask on. She loved it. She stayed for a couple of days. I went golfing yesterday with the three other guys. And the air quality was not good. I mean,
shit,
God knows, you know, of course I was on the golf course breathing it in. And it's another thing, and probably in 5 years they're going to go, were you outside during the fire?
Yeah, you're right. They're going to go, remember during the pandemic? And you go, oh, what, was there a strain I got? No, but there was a fire during that time. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, were you out golfing?
You didn't go out for 4 hours in one time, did you?
Well, let me say, bro, no, you went from not playing golf to being pretty dedicated to go out there in a hailing hash and play hailing hash like that. I'm serious. Was there a lot of guys on the course?
Yeah, I was packed. Here's a move I did. Public course. And the guy brought up the cart. I put my clubs on the cart. I gave him a 20. Guy was stunned, right? Like, so stunned where I don't think this happened ever before prior to me giving him a 20. Now, I'm not patting myself on the back for the 20.
Right.
But when I want to ask you, you ever give a tip to someone and they're so shocked and surprised that you go, give me the 20 back. You know?
I thought you were going to go the opposite. Because what I was going to ask you is, when you gave him the 20 and he got so excited, wasn't there a part of you going, oh, if I knew he would have got this hopped up, I would have gave him a hunch.
Oh, no. I felt the other way. I felt like, oh, he wasn't expecting anything. Like,
yeah.
Like I thought 20 was just the norm, right?
It's so funny though that you still got that old school mentality though, that even though of course, you know, you're glad he had it and da da da, but there's still that little Chicago in you from back home that goes, oh fuck, he wasn't even expecting a tip.
Well, this is why. When you don't expect a tip or never get a tip,
yeah,
you don't know how to follow through when somebody gives you money. You know what I'm saying? So, for example, you're a waiter and you get a nice tip. All of a sudden, your ears perk up, and now you're going to be doing things out of the ordinary that you normally wouldn't do because now you know you got a guy who's taking care of you. When you don't get tipped a lot, you don't know how to behave after that. Like, this guy didn't give me any extra service. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because he never got a tip before, so he doesn't know how to, like, all right, I go, guy, now you got to start moving, guy.
Now you prioritize me. What more than was there to do? Doesn't he just bring you your cart, though?
Brings me the cart, but now what sometimes I do when I go to a place and I'm unfamiliar with the place, yeah. When I ask questions, it's not so much of a hassle because there's a few courses. I said, where's the desert course? And he was like, it's over. I'm looking for him to go, let me hop in the car. Follow me. I'll show you where it is, right?
You know, like, 20, yeah. I thought that's what you get, at least a walk there or a halfway walk there.
And I had some range. I ordered some range balls. And I was looking for the golfing range. He goes, yeah, the golfing range is down there. Take a left and then take a right. And then type that code that you got in on your receipt into the machine and the balls will fall out. Hey, You want to let's prepare the balls for me. Come on, man. This is part of the 20 spot. No.
So if I didn't have my phone on me, does that mean I couldn't use the range? Is that what you're telling me? Because I don't. How would I do the code? Let's pretend I don't have a phone. Shit.
So I don't know. I feel like when you get. Again, when you get a 20, at least I'm speaking from my own experience. If somebody sits down at the table and gives you a 20 right from the start of service, I'm on them. I'm filling up drinks before they could even ask, right? This is what we used to do at the Four Seasons. We used to pour wine by the glass at the table. So if somebody ordered a bottle or a glass of wine, we brought out the bottle, we showed label, we poured it, they tasted it. If they liked it, we poured it, right? Now, you give me a 20, and I notice from afar you're low on wine, I come already with the bottle that you're drinking more wine. Right there. Not, hey, would you like another glass? And then I got to go back and get it and bring it out. It saves a step, right?
Right. Yeah.
And that's what I was looking for this guy at the golf course, but he was shocked that he even got a 20. So I'm going to go golfing again this week. I'm going to test this out to see how this works with the 20 spot. I'm going to a country club, so I think a country club, they know how to behave when it comes to tipping. Public course, sometimes the people there that go there are not as maybe generous as at a country club. Who knows? I gotta test it again, but I want to get to. I'm interviewing to get into a country club. Right.
That's bizarre to me. The way I see it, you should be interviewing them. To see if you want to be a member.
I am.
Oh, okay. Right? Yeah, all right, let's be honest.
They don't know that.
Yeah. Right? I like it. By the way, I don't want to be a part of any country club that wouldn't want me to be a part of it. So right there, if they say no to you anyway, right?
Well, it's funny. Your reaction is the same as it is back home in Chicago. I told my buddies I'm interviewing to get in a country club, and they're like, what? It's an interview. Tell them to turn on Netflix and watch 4 hours.
Yeah,
that's all you need to know. That's my life.
That's it, man. I mean, come on. Just the outfits, the class level that you're going to bring, you're gonna take the class level and raise it at this club. Right? This is insane. You should get a free membership just so that they can take a photo of you on the course and put it in the brochure. I'm serious, man. This is a joke.
Although you might
not get in now that I think about it.
Why? Because I'm mentioning it on the cast.
No, you are, how do I put this? They are full of their quota on guys like you and me. You know what I'm saying?
wait, no. Listen, you know, country club, you normally think of kind of hoity-toity, check pants, that type of guy, you know, like a lot of khaki, a lot of... You know, it's just waspy white. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, I'm thinking I'm like a minority over there. I mean, shit. Although this club, the reason I like this club is the guys in the club are our type of guys, right?
Intelligent Italians?
Yeah. Down there, regular guys.
Regular guys, but there's also, you know, you're also going to find, you know, some of that kind of hoity-toityness at any country club. But, you know, like, there's guys in there. Put it this way, and I think you'll understand as soon as I say the name, who's a member there? Rocky Balboa.
Holy shit, bro. You got to get in this thing.
What are we waiting for?
So, I'm wondering.
Holy shit.
Because you got to get a sponsor a second sponsor and three letters of recommendation from guys in the club. Now, I don't know a lot of guys in there, right?
Right.
But my thought process is, if Rocky goes, let him in, do you even need the letters?
That's hilarious, bro. I would have to say no. You're literally saying, like, Stallone goes into the president or gives him a call and says, hey, I'm a fan of this guy. You know, he's a funny guy. You should let him in. Just let him in, you know?
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm wondering if there's guys like that that they could just call, and whoever they want to get in, they just get in because they are who they are. I'm wondering,
but on the flip side, I mean, that whole club could be filled with people like that. So, you know, you do one for one, you got to do it for the next. You got to say no, you know? Like, we say no to Spielberg, we say no to Bono. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. Listen, I think this club, no matter who you are or what you do for a living, you got to meet the guys. And I understand the process. They don't want you to just come in and not know anybody. They want you to meet the people within the club. But here's where I think I screwed up the interview.
You already interviewed?
Yeah.
How does that work? This is fascinating to me, man. You like go to meet the guy at the place or something?
I met the guy at the country club for lunch, right?
All right.
He brought another guy. Now, the other guy is a fan of mine, but he's like a year into the club, right? He's like a junior member. He doesn't got seniority, but he's a fan, and I don't know how he ended up at the interview. I don't know if he said, hey, you know, I'm interviewing Sebastian. The guy's, oh, I would like to come. Anyway, it was two guys. The guy that I was took me to lunch is a friend of a friend. So I don't know these guys.
Okay.
I'm going to meet them for the first time.
Do you have your recommendations, though, already?
No, these are the guys that I'm talking to, possibly, hopefully, that will sponsor me and show me around the club.
Oh.
This is what this interview's for. They want to see if I'm an asshole or not, right?
Right.
Now, I've golfed at this club before with a couple other guys. Those guys that I've golfed at the club with are not the type of guys to be a sponsor, because to be a sponsor, there's a lot of work involved. And the guys that I've golfed with there, I don't think are going to put in the legwork to get me in. Because
right.
it's time consuming. So, I'm talking.
This is crazy
to
me. I got to interject for a second. It's it's not as simple as I type up. Sebastian's been a good friend for a long time. The guy's full of class. We'd be lucky to have him. Boom. And I send it to the guy, and that's it. What more does a sponsor got to do? This isn't AA.
Yeah. Well, there's a board of a membership board of 12 guys. And what they do, I guess, they get once every 2 months, they get together as a club, and then they say, okay, anybody know this guy? And the more people that raise their hand, yeah, no, he's cool, the better chance you got of getting in. So it takes more than just a letter recommendation. It takes you to be familiar with everybody at the club. It's not like you just paid a fee and then you get in. It's like a process.
Wow.
So I'm talking, and we're just bullshitting. We're talking about the fires, and I don't know if you heard, but one of the fires was started at a gender reveal party, right?
Right. I remember hearing that.
All right. So somebody lit something off, and next thing you know, 8,000 acres are on fire because they had to figure out if it was a boy or a girl, right?
Right.
So the kid that knows my comedy goes, did you ever do a gender reveal? I go, yay. You fucking kidding me? Hey, just like I would do with you, right?
Right.
The other guy goes, well, I did one. I'm like, there goes the membership.
Right there, that was a test, bro. That was a test. They don't want Goomba in there. That's not what they're looking for. Right there. Would you do gender reveal? Yeah, no way. Give me my mind. Ah, shit. All right. So, well,
here's another reason I didn't think it was going well.
Right.
I'll give you another one. You give me your opinion. he goes, listen, the sponsor puts his name on you. So if you get in the club, it's not like you just, you know, get you in the club and that's it. If you get in the club and then 3 years later you do something that, you know, reflects bad on the club, you know, within the club, they come to the sponsor who let this guy in. And in my head, I'm like, guy, I'm not, what do you think I'm going to do? Piss on the 18th hole? I just want to play golf, guy.
I don't know. It seems like it's not worth it, though, man. You know? I mean, even if I want to sponsor you, I go, listen, I don't need 5 years from now, you get shit-faced in the clubhouse, pull your pants down, and then I get kicked out. What am I going to... It's too much. It's just like the mafia. Jeez.
So I don't know where this is going, man. So I, you know, I'm going to have to go back. There's like a mixer, you know, like where new members kind of come and meet the people. It's like a fraternity.
Right.
Well, I feel like I'm Russian again.
How many, is it more than one course? Because I heard you saying to the guy, where's the diamond course?
No, that was at the public course. This is at the country. It was one course.
Yeah.
And they got a pool. They got a playground. They got workout. You know, you could bring your family there for dinner. It's nice. You know, it's a nice, I just want an outlet. I want to go and hang out with some guys, meet some friends and what have you. I kind of miss that camaraderie. I was in a fraternity in college, and I met some of my best friends doing that. And just, you know, I take an interest in golf now. I figure it'd be nice to hang with some guys with similar interests.
Absolutely,
but
man.
The way this is going, he goes, this process could take 2 months. It could take a year, year and a half. I'm not going to like golf anymore, guy. Get me in here.
Are you serious? That's how long it could take?
Yeah.
Holy shit, dude. And then if you get in, you still have to pay. It's like the fact that you're paying should just automatically be that's all you got to do to get in. Wow. Well,
it's not the case. So we'll see.
You'll be fast tracked, bro. You'll be fast tracked.
Hopefully we'll see what's going on there.
So like what are you doing though if you're in and like, you know, you're going to tee off, and in the hole in front of you, you're waiting for them to play through. You're waiting for them to play. It's not, you know, it's not annoying or anything, but right in front of you is Stallone. I mean, is there some sort of club rule that, like, you know, you don't go up to Sly and say, you know, your movie changed my life. You don't say anything. You don't, unless spoken to. I wonder if that's like a big...
No. I once you're in the club, I mean, it's not like there's rules of, like, who you can and cannot talk to. I mean, come on, we're all grown men. If I want to go up to Stallone and go, bro, although I had that, you know, I did go up to Stallone at the at that party, and I got, did I tell you that story?
I can't remember. Which one was that?
Remember when I went up and I wanted to take a picture with Stallone, and this was at the performance I did for Al Pacino?
Yeah. What happened, though? He took the photo, didn't he?
I go up to,
I can't remember.
Judy, my manager, was going to facilitate this thing, right?
Yeah.
So she had gone up to him and said, you know, my client Sebastian's here, would love a photo with you. And I guess I got the wave on. And Judy kind of waved me in. Now, I thought Judy or my publicist, who was there at the time, was going to be ready with the camera, right? So I go in. From the back side of Stallone, I come in from the back, right over his shoulder. He's sitting down, and I go, hey, Mr. Stallone, just want to say I'm a big fan. And as I'm doing this, I'm looking around to see if Judy or the PR guy got a camera, right?
Right.
So I go, I just want to say I was huge fan. Yeah, you know, no picture required, because I didn't see the photo. I'm not gonna go. Someone want to get a photo, and now we got to do the. Hold on, get it out of the purse, find the on switch. Then right, me and Stallone right. are gonna be sitting there going, no, you know. So it was stealth. It was in and out. Nice to meet you. I'm looking for motherfuck no camera. Okay, I'll see you later.
And that would have been a better photo anyway, because it would have been like candid. Oh, that's hilarious, dude. Shit. I can't believe. So you kind of met him one time. Damn.
I met him one time, but, you know, he didn't. Did I told you this story that I went up and I'm performing.
I remember that, right?
And I look down and Stallone's gone.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, you know, I don't think he's ever seen me perform that night, nor I would not expect him to remember me meeting him that night because a lot of people were meeting him. But listen, if I ever get a chance again, Stallone and I definitely got to. That's one guy I got to get a photo with.
I guarantee you, and my predictions tend to come true quite often, by the end of 2021, you will have played a team with Stallone. Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. The question is, on the right before you're teeing off on the 18th hole, does he say to you, you want to go grab a glass of wine at the bar after we're done? That's unbelievable, dude.
Well, that's the beauty of this club. He goes, the club's open 24 hours, right?
Wow.
You could come 1 o'clock at night for a drink there. He goes, you know, guys play cards 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Bartender doesn't leave until the last guy leaves. So it's like,
nice.
How nice is that? Just to have like a little, you know, and this is a club, you know, very old Hollywood. Bob Hope used to be a member there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's one of these, you know, like kind of classic,
old
school.
It sounds awesome. Yeah,
country clubs, Hollywood. So, you know, hopefully I'll get in, and when you come out and visit, I'll take you over there.
Definitely.
And for sure, I'll get kicked out.
But my outfit, don't worry, we won't even get in with what I'm wearing. Oh, I would love to check it out, dude. Holy shit. You got your lockers and everything, right?
Yeah, they got lockers. It's really old school, though. I mean, it's one of those places that hasn't been remodeled in a while, but you don't even want it to be remodeled because it just kind of reminds you of the 70s or the 60s.
Like the Beverly Hills Hotel in its own way, right?
Yeah, exactly. So
nice. Yeah, that's cool. That's, massages, too, the whole thing.
I don't know. He didn't get into that. There is a barber there, old school. Like, I feel like he could go in there and get a nice hot towel shave.
Yeah.
How would I start my morning with a beautiful towel around my head?
Have you ever done the razor blade shave? Let a man do that for you?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I never have, man. I never have.
Oh, my God. You know, like when you do your own shave, you feel like, I feel like I could get a little more hair, but I don't have a sharp enough razor, right?
Yeah.
With this thing, the sound it makes coming off your neck, you could just feel the hair just getting lifted right out of your skin, right?
Yeah.
And then they put this lotion on afterwards where you just smell like a man. I got
news for you, baby. You're looking at the man. The Pete and Sebastian Show.
Hey, yo, what's going on? It's your boy Sly. Hey, listen, Sebastian, I heard through the grapevine that you might want to go golfing sometime. And that'd be great. You know, we'll go to that fancy sushi place you like. What is it called? Nobu? I'll make sure my assistant calls in the reservations, you know. I heard you had a couple of run-ins, you know, pretending to be your own assistant and then not knowing your name. We'll get together real soon. Later.
You know what I'm doing Thursday? First time in my life? This is going to blow your mind, dude. Jackie got it for me for Christmas, and she finally made me do it, and she set it up. My first ever massage Thursday morning.
You've never had a massage?
Only closest thing to a massage is in the mall where you put your face in the thing and the Chinese guy puts his fingers in your back in the mall.
Yeah,
never ever went in, laid down. I've been on vacation where Jackie gets it all the time, but I've never done it. I'm just not really comfortable with the. You know, it's a woman, but just somebody I don't know rubbing me and shit. It's just.
are you going to a spa to get this done?
She got me, yeah, for Christmas. There's a spa in town where she gets massages. So she made, you know, got me a gift certificate for one. And I said to her, you know what? Just use it, man. Don't even worry. And she's like, you have to use it. You have to get over this. Just go once. You're going to love it. I'm making you an appointment. I'm like literally stressed about it, dude. I didn't ask him. Hi, I'm Carol. That's just weird to me, dude.
Oh, no, bro. I think hopefully after you get this done, this is not going to be your last massage, that you're going to be really really enjoying this. This is something I think you're going to enjoy. Plus, the relieve the some of the tension out of your neck and your hip. And
I don't feel like I have much. I mean, no more than anyone else. Bro, wait, I got a question, though. Can you make noises like, oh, like, or is that like you stay silent?
Those noises normally come out as I get comfortable with the masseuse. So over the course of time, what, like, let's say the first time I wanted to go, oh, wow, I don't say nothing.
All right.
I let those come out over the course of like 10 or 12 massages, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I like a date. You don't reveal everything about yourself over the first meal. I got you.
So, yeah. Yeah. But now I'm like, oh, God.
Bro, do you also go like direct them like, oh, yeah, more up there. See, hit that. Or no.
This is what I do. This is my move. I go in, and before I even hit the massage table, clothes on. Well, by the way, you going in your underwear, or you taking it all off?
That was one of my questions. I'm definitely not, like, I'm not going to let her see my privates.
Yeah.
But do I lay down? I got to ask Jackie that. Bring the towel and keep it over me, or do I come in with underwear on? And
normal,
if I'm... Yeah.
No, normally there's a sheet. You get under the sheet, right?
Oh, okay.
And if you're going to go free balling it, a good masseuse will, you know, take the sheet. She's going to massage your leg. She does it in a way where, you know, your asshole ain't hanging out. You know, like she folds it over your ass so, you know, she don't see any of that, right?
Right. Jesus. See, this is anxiety, bro.
However, I go with the underwear. I just leave the underwear on. Right? It's just, for me, I feel more comfortable with my underwear on. I don't want any, you know, slippage. I don't want whatever. Like, the guy slips and hits a nut. I don't, you know, fuck
right,
that.
Right. No, but what about, there's a lot of meat up there on the left and right inside groin that my underwear usually covers. Do you pull your underwear up high, like make them like a bikini?
Yeah, I try. If I'm wearing boxer briefs, I kind of hike them up so they could get the outer thigh area. Right. Not so much the inner groin.
Oh, I'm looking, see? All right. Good to know. I was going to say, can you get a little more on the inner groin? She's like, you want me to figure your asshole, guy? This is Fredonia. All right, outer thigh. Got it.
You'll have the cops outside when you come.
Oh, shit. Now, lastly, I said to Jackie, what about my feet? Does she do my feet? And Jackie's like, well, she'll do your feet if you want it to. If you don't, you just tell her. Jackie goes, I actually tell her to do my feet a little more. I said, I'm not going to have her do my feet. And Jackie's like, it feels great. And I'm like, I couldn't make anybody rub my feet. Because, you know what I'm saying? You know when someone's rubbing your foot, no matter who they are, they're going, oh, this is fucking disgusting. Why the fuck didn't I just be an accountant, you know? And I'll know they're thinking that, and that'll ruin it for me, right, bro? You know what I'm saying?
I totally agree with you on this point. When I first started getting massages, I told them, do not rub my head or do not rub my feet. First of all, I don't like head rubs to begin with, and I felt the same way as you did. I don't want people have to go through that, you know, like... I got to go and, like, shave down some of the dryness on my heel. Although I don't have any, But by the way, you could eat off the bottom of my feet.
Oh, bro, I don't even know if I can do the show anymore just hearing that comment. Holy shit! I couldn't eat off the bottom of your shoe if I have foot if I haven't eaten in 40 days, bro. Oh god.
So, but there's my move. This is what I do. Fully clothed, in the room, standing up. I go, this is my problem. Left shoulder, right knee, right foot, and lower back. Please concentrate on those areas.
Oh, excellent to know, man. All right.
And then if they're in the shoulder and they hit it, I go, yep, right there. Right there. I let them know. Plus, I like it deep. I don't like a massage for relaxation. I like a massage to correct what the hell's going on with my body. So tell her, listen, go as hard as you can right from the get-go. Don't give me – I'm not here for you to spread the oil on my back.
All right, all right.
Put an elbow in my scapula.
All right, man. This is more of physical therapy than it is Vegas tickle my back before I go gamble, right? I got
yeah,
you.
Just tell her, I ain't in Cancun going to dinner after this. Get in there.
Oh, shit. All right.
So,
but are you barefoot, though, or do you wear socks?
No, I do barefoot. I disrobe. I go to underwear. I slip into the bed. And I don't know, something about me when I'm either getting a massage or a facial and I got to get into sheets,
yeah. Right?
I do it so fast because they step out of the room while you're doing it. And I just think it's weird to go, I'm ready. You know, like,
all this shit is making me uncomfortable, right? I'll be laying under there. You can come back in now.
Oh,
so what's the move? What's the move?
What I do is I kind of like make some noise, like I'm in the bed, like I just whatever's there, I kind of indicate I'm in and I'm ready to go. With a cough, like I feel like if I do clear my throat from the outside, she could feel. Oh yeah, he's laying down. That's a lay down.
That's you don't clear your throat when you change it. You would change, then you lay down, do a throat clear. But it was, dang it, bro.
Oh man,
good advice. I'm on it. I'm on it. I'll go for it. No, we'll see. I think I'm going to keep my socks on, though, although that looks a little weird.
That's a little right? Yeah, just say, don't touch my feet. I don't like my feet rubbed. You could tell her whatever you don't want. Don't do my hands, leave my head alone. I just, the head is creepy.
Do you ever fall asleep?
Yeah, I fall asleep before.
Nice, okay. Have you ever, had to, freaking fart, man?
I've had to fart, and I have been able to. It's extremely difficult, but I have been able to reverse that feeling.
Yeah. Somehow, mate, you tell the gas, you got to get out of me some other way. You can't come out that way. There's a sheet dangling over you right now. Yeah, all right.
If I did, she'd have to leave the room. I mean, it's a small room, right?
Yeah.
And I've asked masseuses before, ones I've gotten really comfortable with, have you been with clients that let some gas out? She's like, oh, yeah, all the time. I go, yeah, but do you acknowledge it? She goes, no. I go, there's two people in a room, right? One lets out gas. If I'm massaging, if I'm the masseuse and yeah. You fart on my table, I go, I gotta leave. I don't know what the fuck that was. Right?
Yeah. Do your cough thing when it doesn't smell in here again, all right?
Let me ask, Let me ask you this. If you do let one go, are you the type of guy to go, I'm so sorry, but I let a little gas out. You might want to leave the room.
Oh,
what's the move?
I think I'd be like facing that little ring, go, God, don't say anything. Please don't say anything. Please don't say anything. Oh, I couldn't acknowledge it. Then you do that. Oh, it still smells. Oh, it still smells. It's like it's not awkward again until it don't smell no more.
Well, what if you do it, you don't say anything, and she's massaging you, and then you don't feel anything on your body anyway. She takes your hand, their hands off, and you're like, oh, fuck.
Oh,
is she in the corner? Did she pass out?
What do you do? She goes, I'm so sorry. I just got a text from my husband. It's an emergency. I have to. You go, don't worry, lady. We all know what time it is. I'll give you that dry cough.
Oh, God.
Oh, all right. I'm prepared now, though, baby. We'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
Did you happen to watch any football on Thursday night? Play the Kansas City Chiefs?
Yes, I did. I watched a little of it.
Does it feel not exciting as far as like the season starting just because there's hardly any fans in the stands and COVID? And doesn't sports just feel like, nah?
Sadly, man. Kinda. I just feel like even with the Yankees, which I'm usually so on it, I just feel like any season, unfortunately, going on during this is the season everyone looks back and goes, well, yeah, they won that year, but it was the COVID year. I don't know that it's like, it doesn't have the same weight behind it that all the other championship years do, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so where are we in baseball? Are we in the playoffs?
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's the Yankees, like, eight teams make it. I'm not even sure how it's working this year. Like, eight teams are going to make it from each league. It's not the same normal way. They're talking about NCAA, how they have March Madness for basketball? They're talking about this year having one big tournament where every team in the country is in it to start, which sounds kind of fun. But so everything's just different this year, man. And it's, we're friendly with Watts, so I definitely don't want to, sound like we're unsupportive. But it is just – and then in every sport, dude, I'm sorry, I have to say it. The kneeling and then the unity thing, it's all great. And I get the causes, but, like, now everyone's doing all sorts of different things. So you're like, where's Tommy? Oh, he's in the locker room. He does a locker room thing till the anthem. He don't even show up until the song's over. Then he pulls in the parking lot. Billy's over there kneeling, and we're all going out there to lock arms. So,
yeah, you got like nine different behaviors going on, right?
Yeah, man.
Oh, God. What if they just scrapped the song to begin with? And just played Michael Jackson's Thriller to start a game. I mean,
oh, God, there would be unity, man. They would. They'd be moonwalking on the 50-yard line. Oh, God.
Oh, like, I don't know. Like, change the song up. I mean, I know the song has been a part of a sports, to start a game.
Right.
But what if they say, you know what? If everybody's got a problem with the song and no one can figure out the kneel, the stand, the wait in the parking lot, to take a shower, whatever the fuck you guys are doing, well, they say, you know what? We're going to switch it up with a different song every week. And do they still do that? If they switch it up with a song like Michael Jackson's Thriller, do they kneel or do they go, no, I think we can stand now.
That's a really good point. That is a really good point, man. Is it just the song? That's a really good point. I mean, even just like, what if all of a sudden you think the national anthem's going to start? You got the singer out there, right about to start, and all of a sudden, he or she goes,
the summer wind came blowing in from...
And then they're all halfway down. They go, get up, get up, get up. It's Sinatra. We're good. It's all right. I'm just redoing your bit, bro. I'm sorry. It's the same thing.
That's great.
But you're right.
Sinatra comes on, and if you're kneeling, I think if you're kneeling when Sinatra's on, there's going to be a fucking problem, no?
Yeah, you thought you had a problem before. It's like Chaz Palminteri in A Bronx Tale with the bikers. Now you just can't leave.
Oh, God. Just making a little sense of humor out of this. I know in the comments we're going to get, hey, Frank Sinatra from here on in.
That's it. You're the only one in the whole country who's thought to say, why don't we just stop playing the song? Just stop playing. Yeah. Like you said too, man, it's just all in fun. It's like, this is the world we're living in now, bro. The other day, I got this dog, which I haven't even showed you on the cast yet. This fucking dog, bro. Holy shit. Pissing everywhere, chewing everything. But that's for another day. But anyway, Sadie and I took it the other day to this big field by where we live. Park, yep. Playground, nobody there. And a beautiful day. One thing led to another after being there for about an hour. And Sadie and I are literally wrestling in the grass and the little puppies jumping on us. It looked like you would take a photo of this and put it in a frame to sell the frame at a store. You know what I'm saying? Right?
Yeah.
Cop comes driving by real slow, and we're like, we're on a park is by like a corner, so you can go right or left. So he comes driving by real slow. I'm on the grass, Sadie's wrestling me. I look up, we both wave to the cop. He waves back. He gives us like a reluctant, like, he was nice about it, but the wave he gave me, I was like, oh, is he like here for us or something? So then he makes a right and he comes over and he parks. And he gets out, and he starts coming towards us, right? Puts on his mask. He comes up to the fence, and he goes, listen, I'm really sorry to say this, but somebody called, and you can't have a dog in here. And I go, oh, I'm so sorry, officer. I didn't see a sign. And he goes, you wouldn't see it. The gate's open, and it's on the thing, and you wouldn't see it if it's – I go, yeah, no, we'll get it. And he goes, yeah, I'm really sorry. I mean, somebody called. And like, it's like with all that's going on right now and all the, you know, how people have these feelings towards cops, as we all know is going on. This guy's driving up going, oh, God, I got to kick a 7-year-old girl and a puppy out of an empty fucking park on green grass in 73 degree weather. Oh, shit. This is a nice moment for me. We totally understood, man.
And behind him, a guy's running down the street with a TV.
No shit, bro. Get the puppy off the grass.
Wait a minute. A couple things. This is the problem I got. First of all, it's a park, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you have a dog in a park?
I don't know. I would imagine because you let one dog in, even though it's a puppy, then next thing you know, people are coming in with all sorts of dogs. They're crapping all over the place. I totally get it. And the cop couldn't have been cooler. What are you going to do?
And number two, the phone call to the police?
That's what I'm saying. This? That's what I'm saying. You're looking out the window. You see a little girl. It's a puppy. It's a one-time thing. We've never been there before. Come on. You got to make the call. And you don't think the cops are a little busy right now? Come on.
That's what I'm saying. I'm surprised that call even made it to a dispatch to tell a guy to go out there. I mean, this guy was, you know, can you imagine? First of all, how slow are things in Fredonia where this became a priority, right?
I know. That's what I'm saying, right? It was a priority. I'm surprised he didn't have the lights on when he pulled up.
Oh, man. God, what the hell was I going to say about that? We're thinking of getting a dog now, right? Here's my question.
All right, bro.
I want to send the thing off before I want to pick out the puppy and then tell the breeder, send it to whatever, Tom Jones. He's going to train the damn thing for 6 weeks. I want the thing to come to me ready to go. You know, like, I don't need to be, hey, you got a pit. I wanted to know what to do already.
I'm going to send you a three-month-old German Shepherd. You bring me back Rin Tin Tin, right? Where'd you from? That's the guy will call you up halfway through training and go, I just want to get the whole family on the phone. So what do you want to be the magic word to make your dog stay still? Can it be anything? Anything you want? All right, Liv, we'll call you back. We're going to do a family vote. Right? Like, and that's it's it. Just perfectly trained. I think you can pay to have that done, dude.
No, that's what I'm saying. I want a full training of the dog. I don't care. We could miss the puppy years. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely, you can, dude.
So let's go. Give me the dog 6 months in, and he pisses and he shits outside. I don't got to deal with that. When he comes in, I tell him sit. He sits. Roll over. You want a treat? This and that. And he's ready to go. I mean, if I'm paying top dollar, I want the thing to work. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, listen, I think a little extra perk. If you're a good trainer, the dog should bring me the paper. We don't even do the paper anymore. Have him bring you your cell phone. Have him do a gentle bite on it, not to crush the screen, and bring you your cell phone every morning. Oh, dude.
That's what I'm kind of dog?
Listen, the puppy years, you don't need them. I mean, this dog, it just pees when it's excited. So when we come home, Jackie goes, you got to get it right away and don't get him excited because he'll pee. I go, Jack, there's nothing I can do. We have like a French door you can see through. So when I get up to it, he's got his paws on it. I'm putting the key in and I'm watching him through the glass just fucking peeing, just peeing like, and I'm yelling through the glass, stop. Stop. He pees on you. Yeah, and he chews, he just bites and jumps on Sadie constantly. He's cute as hell, this dog. But yeah, it's not that adorable, the puppy is. It's not, it's better off what you're saying to do. That would be, what kind of dog?
Labradoodle.
Yeah, what is that?
It's like a half lab, half poodle.
Yeah, mine's half poodle, half King Charles Cavalier. Fucking bouncy with a little touch of bouncy on the side. When the hair is straight up, you can see the poodle in it. I can't stand that. I always push it back down, you know? I don't want to.
You slick it back?
Yeah. And they say poodles are really smart. I ain't getting a whiff of that yet, man. The dog is just, you know, stands there and stares at me like I got two heads when I tell it to come in or go out. You know, but it's cute, and I'm starting to, despite all of it, I'm really starting to fall for this thing, man. It's, dude, the last thing I want to say about it, the other day, how crazy is this? I'm comfortable now letting him stay off the leash out back and all that. And of course, he's a puppy, so he's doing a lot of dig. I go out back yesterday. He's about 5 inches already in digging up the grave of my other dead dog, Ruby.
What?
Isn't that trippy, man?
Wait, do you think he's dug any other holes in the property, or he went for that specifically?
That's the first big one that he went for back there. I mean, there is a statue of Ruby in front of the tombstone, so I don't know what he's thinking. But, you know, when I went back there, we made eye contact. I'm like, oh, yeah. You save me the hassle because you'll be laying there in 13 years too.
Oh, man.
So are you going to get the dog or not, bro?
No, I think within the next year, I think we'll have a dog, definitely. I think it's going to be nice for the kids to grow up with an animal. I never grew up with anything but a bird. So I've never had a dog, and I just want it trained right from the get-go. Lana wants two dogs at the same time. Man, running a zoo out of here?
I don't know, man. People think like, oh, then the one won't be lonely. I'm like, what do you think? They're like playing checkers when you're gone all day? Fucking staring at each other. And you just got two animals that got a shit when you come home. I'm telling you, man.
Oh, man. All right, I got to fucking bolt.
All right, dude. I got to say, man, I want to say this to the listeners. We really, I can't tell you how much we appreciate you listening, no matter where we go in the ratings. But, bro, to you, You know, Jackie was telling me about what the hell she was talking about the other day, but she's like, well, they've been two people she knows have been doing running together forever. And she's like, I guess they just got a little tired of each other, which is expected when you do something with someone so long. But dude, I've been doing this with you 7 years, and not once am I like not into doing it with you, man. You're just a fun guy every time, man. I just felt like I had to tell you that, man. Every time.
I feel the same way, man. It's and I even told you in a text this week that it's funny when something happens on the show that's extremely funny, and then you go back to listen to it because you know how funny it was the first time, and when you go back to listen to it the second time, it's just as funny. And that piano thing thing you did last week was great, and it really makes my week that we do this. But we're dropping in the polls. We're at 70.
Oh God! How do we go from 16 to 70, man?
I don't know, man. Jesus. I don't know.
If I had to guess, I'd say we are losing listeners because they can't stand hearing Pete drink from that noisy friggin' jug of water. Guy, use a fucking glass. That jug is closer to the mic than you are. It's like another co-host of the show.
But we're falling, and we're falling hard, so... but we got some other surprises up our sleeve. We appreciate the listenership, and we will see you guys next week.
All right, bro. Great hanging.
The show has ended.
Now everyone's doing all sorts of different things. So you're like, where's Tommy? Oh, he's in the locker room. He does a locker room thing till the anthem. Where's Donna? He don't even show up until the song's over. Then he pulls in the parking lot. Billy's over there kneeling. And we're all going out there to lock arms. So...